So there is an 11, speaking of 11s, an $11 billion hole. Is there a hole of that size or not? And short of you being an accountant, are you ever actually going to check? Well, National, of course, are running the line because Labor have made a bucket load of promises costing an eye-watering amount of money. In a nutshell, the accusation is Labor hasn't included increases in operating allowances beyond the year they introduced. So, for example, wage increase for the police would only be counted in the year the salaries go up. Bill English reckons it shows Labor isn't up to handling the books.
They've done the calculations wrong. It's simple as this. If you give teachers and police a pay rise, you don't just pay it for 1 year. You have to pay it every year after that, and they've only allowed for 1 year. So that's wrong, and it just means they don't understand the numbers or how it works.
You can guess what Grant Robertson thinks.
This is a desperate act from a flailing finance minister. What he's tried to do here is disingenuous.
Economic consultancy Burl independently tested Labor's fiscal plan. Its chief economist Ganesh Nana is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is what we have here a debate over definitions? Is it that simple?
Yeah, short and simple.
Okay, so is National right in part and Labor right in part?
Not too well. It's a debate over definitions. The numbers add up. The amount of spending there is all tallied, and it sits in the framework that we put it in, which is off the government budget's website. It gives you a debt track for the Labor spending plans, which are slightly higher than the National spending plans. Those things are explicit. So the right and wrong is whether you believe the policies that Labor are going to put in place are going to lead to better outcomes than the policies that National are going to put in place.
And that you make no assumption on that. You're doing the maths, yeah?
Exactly. And then I think that's the more important debate is the value of those policies rather than whether they add up.
So what you're saying, what I'm saying as a political party, I've got $50 from there, $50 from here and $50 over here, and I'm going to spend $150. You've gone 350s equals 150, therefore it adds up.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, whether that $50 is accurate is something that you don't argue over, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So when they talk about, for example, an assumption in the corporate tax code, the Google tax, they're chasing down X number of dollars, you make no assumption as to whether that's accurate or not.
Well, we don't make the assumption they gave us was that if they spend more money for tax collectors, they will get more dollars in from the big multinational companies in terms of tax revenue.
But you don't know that to be true.
We don't know that to be true, but that's the assumptions that are driven from the budget, as well, in terms of the relationship between what IRD spend and how much they think they can get back.
Grant Robertson did concede this close to $1 billion a year from reassessed spending. Do you look at that in any way, shape, or form? This is reassessed spending within government departments. I mean, in fact, it goes out to $3.5 billion a couple of years down the track. Do you go into that at all?
Well, I don't know what he means by reassessed. Again, we didn't go into the value of that and whether that's doable or not. We just factored those into the equations.
So if he says, I'm going to get $3.5 billion out of government departments, you believe him?
I don't believe him. I just say, well, that's the number you think you're going to get. We'll put that in the accounts, and this is the debt track that you end up with.
So given all of that, what have you provided the voter with that they can claim some sort of reassurance on?
Well, what I can say is the voter has got a clear choice in terms of the policy priorities that each of the parties have got. Labor have definitely put their priorities around an abolition of the tax cuts next year and putting more of that spending into education and health. The current government has set their priorities according to the PREFU and hopefully some more announcements to come over the next couple of weeks, because there's a lot of, in the jargon, the operating allowance, which hasn't been unallocated, hasn't been tagged. It'd be nice to know what they are tagged for so that we can actually get a valid comparison.
Appreciate your time. Ganesh Nana, the chief economist and the Labor's numbers man, with us this morning. Mike, how could Labor run figures by Burl when they can't explain their tax plan? Graham, it's a good question, but none of the money coming out of the panel after the election, because we don't know what it is, has been costed into their plan. So Jacinda Ardern's made that very clear. In other words, all the promises thus far is the money they have, they think they're going to get. None of it coming out of that tax group has been costed in. So that number at current point is zero, to be fair to Labor.